And good morning. I'm joined by Michelle Kelman. She is the event coordinator and so many more things. I'm not even sure what her title all includes, but she is she's the top dog, the big cheese, and she runs the show. It is the Walked and Alzheimer's happening on Saturday, October 8th. And Michelle, I just figured it out. This will be 15 years for me being a part of the Alzheimer's, Walk to End Alzheimer's. And it started 2008. Now, we did have a virtual walk in 2020. Is that right?
That's right. We had a walk from home is what we call it, Steve. And we still have that opportunity available for anyone who the date doesn't work, you don't feel comfortable in crowds, or you just prefer that option. We still have that available as well.
Okay. Now, the event itself, it actually was a very nice day a year ago. We had he had it at Westland Mall. He had many years it was at the Burlington's Memorial Auditorium, but Westland Mall worked out to be a very, very good site to be at, wasn't it?
It sure has. It has been great to work with Wayne and the Westland Mall staff to move our event out there, especially last year when we needed some more distance and some area to spread out. We loved being downtown. We've loved being at the park in the past, but we've continued to grow. And we are able to, move inside if the weather decides to be a little fickle.
Always a good idea when you reach October. I remember we had a number of rather chilly days, I think, and breezy days and even some rainy days in October when we were at the auditorium, or not the auditorium, but at the Port of Burlington building. But this also works out well because we've got... you've got the mall itself. You can actually walk in the mall if you actually had to, couldn't you?
Yes, we definitely could. Walking along the walking path that many people in our community use throughout the year, which is a wonderful place to stay out of the weather, as we just talked about it. And 15 years, Steve, I can't believe where the time has gone. But yes, we have been doing Walked Into Alzheimer's all those years, and we have a variety of weather. But I think the only one time it really truly rained was at the port, and it cleared up by the time it was time for us to walk, and we were still able to do that. So we have really been blessed. It has had a variety of 31 to start setting up one morning, and 95 the second week in October. So you never know where we're going to land, but what we do know is that we are going to make a difference for people in our community.
No doubt about it.
We invite everybody, get involved. Let's go.
It is happening. Now, it's happening. It's happening on the 8th of October. And again, I've got your website up, which is alz.org. And you can actually, all I did was go Walked and Alzheimer's, Burlington 2022, and it pops everything up, including the general information. You can ask all the event specifics. You can find out what all of the colors of all the flowers mean, and you can also find out the schedule of events. Now, it lists a check-in as check-in at 9 a.m. Is that right, Michelle?
That is correct. We're asking people to pre-register and sign up before they come. Everything's online again this year, and we're also asking you to download the Walked and Alzheimer's mobile app, because we will be doing, like we did last year, contactless. So have that pulled up on your phone. That will show your check-in, so you'll be able to slip right in very quick and easy. If you, for some reason, do not have internet access, we'll be able to assist you with that as well. You can also do mobile deposits for your funds before you come. Get that into your account so you can pick up your T-shirt for raising $100 or more. And they get other incentive prizes mailed to you once you reach those levels as well. So, again, make sure you pre-register or sign up before you come online. And Steve gave that website as alz.org/walk. That'll get you there, or searching for a walk event online. And check-in is 9 to 9:30. Opening ceremony is at 9:30, so you want to make sure you get there early so you can be ready to go inside before that time. And the walk to follow around beautiful downtown West Burlington.
Yeah, West Burlington. And again, the walk is somewhere between 2 and 3 miles. Is that right, Michelle?
Right. It's a little over 2 miles, but you can always cut that short should you need a shorter walk. And there's areas around the mall you can walk, or inside, like you mentioned, Steve, whatever works best for you. And if you're not able to walk or you can't walk very far, don't keep that from having you come and join us, because there will be some people who just physically cannot that like to stay at the location with us, and that's absolutely fine.
Well, it's no doubt about it. It is happening again. Check-in is at 9. Come early if you want to check in. Pre-register, or actually pre-register on your phone is the easiest thing to do, or pre-register using your laptop. I guess you can do that as well. You know, the miracle of technology has really helped, and I think that when you had the virtual walk, that itself sort of really did help expand some of the horizons for the technology and the use of your video or use of your iPhone or your smartphone, and also to be a part of something even when you're not right there with everybody else, right?
That's right. We all learned some new skills over the past couple of years, and I think that's one that will continue and that we're probably much better for, because it allows us to connect with people almost in person, but face-to-face, sort of, right?
Exactly. And you can register, by the way. There's a, just click on the button. You can hit the register button. You can click the donate button. You click the volunteer button and be a part of it in any way that you can be. But again, this is something. You've got a goal this year. What's your goal for the year, Michelle?
So our goal this year is $60,000, and we're working on almost halfway there. So we invite everyone to make a donation of whatever works for you. Those funds go back right into our community to help provide free local care and support services, and also funding for research so we can have a future without Alzheimer's and dementia. So they go back to help support our local family members, friends, community members, people we live next door to, people in our family, with those free services. And there's not too much you get for free anymore, Steve, but we are adamant about keeping our services free, and we ask the community to help us and enable us to do that. So no donation is too small, and your dollar, your large gift, your small gift, whatever that is, might be a breakthrough in research that helps us find a treatment or maybe a hopeful cure in the future.
And we have a lot of people that walk in the walk with a family member that has been that has been diagnosed or dealing with Alzheimer's. That seems to be, and I think your most powerful advocates for and donators are those who really know how important it is to find a cure for this. And I think finding a cure is the real goal. How close are we to, do you think we, how close are we? I know there's been some good news on research, but how close do you think we are to finding a cure?
Well, I think we're getting closer and closer, Steve. You know, research goes on around the world daily as we speak. The Alzheimer's Association is the largest nonprofit funder of research in the world, not just in the United States. We're right behind. Number one is our own NIH. With our federal government. And then number two, believe it or not, is the country of China. And then the Alzheimer's Association. So we are very passionate about finding some treatments and a hopeful cure. There's many things in the news if you keep up with that, or if you've downloaded our Science Hub app, the Alzheimer's Association Science Hub, to your phone. You can see all that latest news and greatest research that's happening. But there's everything going on, from genes and caregiving studies to people who have the disease, of healthy trials. But we're finding out in the last couple of years, we've had some medications that have come to the forefront and have been able to be utilized for people who have the disease, and there's more in the pipeline. So there's something always happening, but it's not just in one area, and it's not just one organization that's doing research. These are terrific scientists and individuals who are partnering with us to help us find breakthroughs in this disease around the world, and our partners are really globally and some of the greatest minds out there. So we feel confident that we're getting closer and closer. And one day, I hope to be out of a job, Steve, so I can say, hey, we cured this disease. Well, wouldn't that be great?
You could be out of that job. I'm sure you'll find another job. But again I'm gonna get you back on the air with me in a couple of weeks, the week of the event, and we'll chat for a few minutes, and then just to make sure everybody knows what's going on, when it's going on, and how important it is. The Walk to End Alzheimer's, it is Saturday, October 8th. And Michelle Kelman, I'm going to thank you. I'm going to ask you to stay with me so I can tell you exactly when I want to talk to you again, okay?